Would you introduce yourselves, please?
What's up? We're Aster.
A, you are not together as a couple. Let's start there. You're both single. I believe that's still true. You met through your yoga teacher.
Friend yoga teacher,
which is always good to meet. Was it?
It was Jiva Mukti Yoga.
How do you even say, can you say that?
Jiva, I can't even.
Can you say
I just
that?
Tried to and I couldn't.
Liberated soul. Come on, people.
Jiva Mukti Yoga.
Holler.
Jiva Moody.
Okay. Let's see. The guy who is the other Aster has worked with Taylor Dane and Little Jackie, among other things. Yeah,
it's so strange that someone pulled up the Taylor Dane thing as it was one of my first like gigs.
I know, but this is what I'm doing. I'm getting rid of, this is called cleaning out the history closet. Let's see, you covered Drake. Your dad was a famous, famous guy at a record company that might have the words Tommy and Boy in it. That could happen. Planet Rock, that's all I want to say back to you, is Planet Rock. Tell me some things about either the band or about yourselves that you don't get asked, that you actually want people to know.
Well, they never ask about my hair.
He gets a lot more looks on his hair than my hair. And
it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's like, I guess it's fair, but like...
No, it's not. I'm sorry. No, it's not fair. I can't speak to that, but...
It's like rude, no? People are like... he actually got, for Fashion Week, he got like on a list for best hair.
A BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed list of best hair. I'm like, that's like so rude to me.
The hair's real. The hair plugs are also real.
The hair plugs are also real. Nice, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything to top the hair?
I keep hot sauce in my purse at all times.
Is that true?
That's really true. Like little bottles of hot sauce. I'm a really big spicy fan person. I'm dealing with a thing called acid reflux right now, which has made my life... slightly miserable.
Because hot sauce is not good for that.
But I love it. So I'm not having spice right now. I'm not having a lot of things right now.
She's crabby, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm a little down and out on that.
You're not happy right now.
All right, here we go. Yet another, I'm going to just do this to make fun. Yet another girl and boy, for crying out loud. I mean, you're playing with a girl and boy. There's Ms. Mister. There's friggin' Wild Bell. There's Broods. Oh, my gosh.
I heard that.
Another girl and boy band act thing. I mean, come on.
Right? Bird and Bee.
Can't you add like an elephant or something?
We just did our little session we did this morning. I jokingly but seriously said, I heard that bands are back. Duos are over. Girl guy duos are over. And
done.
Rock, like guitar bands are back.
Yeah, but it works for like Simon and Garfunkel and you know.
Milli Vanilli
and... You know, and
Two Live
and
Crew.
Peter and Gordon, and yeah, LL Cool J and LL Cool J.
Fitzgerald and Fitzgerald.
Exactly. There have been girls, Sonny and Cher. There have been girls and boys in bands. So when people start going down that road, do you just say, oh, come on, just can we give it up before we even start?
I think it's better than being a girl alone. Being a girl alone is like a tough territory. It's like you're like a pop star bitch, and that's like... You lose all your credibility. And we're not, this is really who we are. There's no like story to make us seem a different way. Like this, we're normal people and we like making music. We've been writing. We're going to continue to write and watch it evolve. The sound keeps evolving. The genre keeps evolving. We're not going to stick in a box of this is what it is and this is the brand. It's like, we're just going to make
You guys
make
have
good
made
shit.
It. You made it. I saw you on a blog. You guys are there. I'm so happy that you made it.
I don't even know how to read.
Thanks for showing up to the show. But
you get to give up your day job, correct?
Yes, I'm not a yoga teacher anymore. You have to give up your day job, though, or you literally will go crazy.
Keeping on topic, I think I was reading about how with music, it's like you climb one mountain and then you look over and then you see a whole other mountain peak that you're like, shit, now we got to go here. It's like, okay, cool. You put out a record, people like it, and then it's over. So it's like, all right, well, what's the next thing? So I think there's no real, you can't really run any victory laps. And I think having that is like, here is never, you're never here. You're just on your way to there. Like, who knows what, like we get in the studio and we're like, all right, well, what are we going to work on today? Either we work on something that we've already started, or we have no idea where we're going to go. It's like, no one has any clue what the hell they're doing. They just go in and do it.
That's what it is. No one has any clue what they're doing. Even the people that you think are like super calculated genius, no, like they're just doing them and it turns out to look that way.
The Berkeley connection, So Berkeley.
I didn't know about that.
Because I know stuff. Because I do research.
I never actually went there, but I got in with a scholarship.
No, I know. But there's a there's a Berkeley connection.
What
here.
Do you know about my Berkeley connection?
But let's talk about Berkeley. I'm not going to tell you what I know. I'm just going to ask the question. I'm going to let you tell me what you know. Because you just talked about, I have the word regimented here. Right? And the thing about Berkeley, there's only three types of musicians that come out of Berkeley. One is they go there for jazz, and they do jazz. Two is they go there to learn theory, and they become rock and roll people. Yeah. Right? Or three, they break out because they don't want to be regimented. Would you each talk about that as relates to you?
Well, I was going to go for the theory, and I studied the theory over the summer, but I couldn't go to college for music at all because I feel like it trains you out of what you're naturally supposed to do. And for me, it was just being in the world and creating the music, being in it, rather than spending 4 years learning a bunch of that like confuses me and takes me away from my natural rawness and then figuring out the music business after. I would rather go headfirst into the music business.
As a musician, it's good to have some sort of regimented sort of study, and then you got to break away from that or else you kind of lose focus. I feel like you can study and study and study.
So you regimented a little more than she regimented. You were willing to regiment a little more. Yeah.
I learned a ton from Adam just being in the studio about songwriting and musicality and structure. And I do think it's really important now. But the way I've learned it is not by charts and, you know, filling out music on it. Thank God, because it's...
Some brains are good for that and other brains are not.
Yeah, not
it's like, it's a fine line between brilliant or, wait, really, what
sick?
Is it? What's the saying? It's a fine line between genius and stupid.
Brilliant and crazy.
Yeah. It's a thin line between love and hate.
There you go. Yeah. Mythology, Greek astrology, asked your place. I shop a lot of trash vaudeville, so that's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. So we've done the name, okay?
That's it.
Have we done it? It's good. We've covered the name. Anything you want to add? We covered it. I normally don't cover it at all, but
we jokingly want to refer to our fans as astronauts now.
Astronauts, nice.
Because you know.
But you have to be careful. You have to make sure it's astronaut because you don't want astronaut. Because then it's negative.
Naut, astronaut.
Yeah, astronaut. You don't, because you don't want astronauts, because then they're against you, right?
Right.
You don't want knots.
Astronauts.
Now they could be KNOT.
Astronauts,
because
they're
because
tied.
Because then
they're tied.
Then they're tied and they're intertwined intertwined with your. Let's talk like formats. Let's talk this world where a Ms. Mister actually does get on alternative radio. Let's talk that you're like dance, but you're using this, but you're using that, and let's talk about the fact that what people are hearing now might not be what they hear tomorrow from Astra.
I think we're tapped into what other people are putting out and we're inspired by other so it's like as the world evolves, we're going to evolve with it, and whatever we're feeling, you know, there may be a little deep house or maybe some more hip hop.
But
it's
what
like,
the fuck is alternative radio? No, but that's a real question. Like alternative radio used to be like it's not really hard rock, but it was sort of rock, and now alternative can be anything that's kind of not really top 40. It could be kind of like what is it? That's
if
the real
indeed,
question.
It's alternative.
But yeah, the genre thing I think is like really tough because like you didn't ask us like, oh, well, how would you describe your sound? Which a lot
I
of like
not.
But that's a question that is like kind of like ridiculous because it is what it is.
That's
and,
the one you
and,
don't answer anymore and you frustrate people.
Yeah, I think we're not going to answer that one anymore. But it's
you,
like
you have my permission. Just say Dennis the Menace says no.
Yeah.
And give him my number. It's okay. Yeah. They can call. They can call me. I get it all the time.
1-800-EACH.
But here, wait. But hey, yeah, exactly. But I am going to give you some great quotes. I love this. Let's see. You said your music's like a blow up beach ball. It's kitschy. I love that. You said it's dark, kind of like a crazy rave dark after party.
No, and I think it's nice because when you see a live show, that's what you can see that, you know, there we can sing or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's nice. There's a little bit of a futurism with the.
I mean, we're not playing banjo music that has no sort of like.
It's not stripped down.
There's no like. There's not like there's no studio trickery going on. It's like the music that we write is from a certain perspective that encompasses the tools that exist right
and
now.
And technology is like very much a part of everything right now. Like how many bands are talking about the internet and the internet this because of the internet, blah, blah, blah. A lot of EPs about
that. When we started writing, we were like, let's everything else, let's make sure that when we write songs, let's really write songs, because you can throw all the tools in there and all the tricks and all. At the end of the day, if you don't have songs, it doesn't really stand up. So without all that stuff, I think we could go and do a piano vocal session of these songs, and people would be like, I still like the song.
Ah, but isn't that the trick?
That's it. If you can play on the banjo, stripped down, and it still sounds good, then I think you're good.
Yeah.
In the end, and I've said this in every interview, it's about the song. You have good songs. And that's what you're sitting down and doing, is you're writing songs, and then you apply all the coats of paint after that, right?
Yeah. I mean, people like, you know, because they know, all right, well, you know, she sings and he's like the track guy, and like, sure, that's a generalization.
The track guy.
But like, it's much more to it than that, because like, when we get into write,
you're
like,
in your full voice, I am the track guy.
I'm the track guy. But it's so much more than that, because we sit down and we'll like come up with ideas and we'll write songs, and all the other stuff that's like current and studio